Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hey, buddy. I'm Jesse Sevier. You're listening to Dynasty Sports Live. We're here to talk about Dynasty Fantasy Sports, doggone it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It is the end of January. It's the end of February, or the beginning of February, and we are fast approaching the fantasy hockey, the fantasy basketball playoffs. I have been doing some big moves in some of my leagues this week, been doing some big teardown in a couple of my hockey leagues, and I'm trying to buy in some others. We're going to see. It feels like I'm making more trades lately than I've ever made in my life, which probably will come back to haunt me when the summer comes and I realize what damage I've done. No, I think some good things are happening. But you know where good things are happening? Good things are happening on this show today because one of your favorites, Craig Bozich, is back. Now, he's going to be completely misused because for the second time, we are going to do an episode of listener Q&As. And that means I'm putting Craig in the driver's seat and Craig's going to ask me questions that you all came up with. And let's just see what happens with that. I will give it no further introduction except to say the next voice you're going to hear is Craig Bozich.
Welcome to Dynasty Sports Live. A little bit of a different pace this week with me hosting the show and with Jesse answering the questions. How are you doing, Jesse?
I'm incredibly uncomfortable, but I'm doing great otherwise. How are you, Craig?
I'm good. I'm glad I'm this side of the fence this week because there's quite a lot of challenging questions, I would say. So just for the guys that sent this in, just remember, Jesse is more of a podcast host enthusiast rather than a direct host. So but that doesn't mean to say that the knowledge that he's got from his guests previously, his own research, obviously that has a ton of value as well in terms of aggregation purposes, and obviously some with his own eyes. So this is going to be an interesting one. Do you think, Jesse?
I think interesting just begins to tap the surface. Yeah, there's a lot of you people think I know things, and I don't know why you have been led to believe these assessments. But we're going to go through it, man. The people have questions, and we're going to do our best.
We certainly do. And should we just get straight into it? Because there's quite a lot of content here this week.
Yes, sir.
The first question is from Luke in ITL. He's in the Three Sport League. And you know what? This sounds really horrible, but I don't actually know what his surname is. I know he's a Twins fan, and I know his name's Luke. I know he's a nice guy. That's all I know, Jesse. Do you know his surname?
I should look. Luke just joined Four Sport today. So he is now a decent participant. And I don't know that I've used his last name in the past, but I probably have it here somewhere.
This one's from Luke. Which top 100 type NBA guys have significantly surprised or changed your value of them in Dynasty?
Okay, top 100 guys. There's a couple who have disappointed me a little bit this year. I'm thinking Mikal Bridges and Bruce Brown are two guys who I thought would be higher, and I'm not picking on you by bringing up Bruce Brown, Craig, because Bruce Brown has shown a lot in the past. He didn't seem to fit in particularly well with the Pacers, and now we're going to see if he's able to get himself a fresh start and take off a little bit. But Mikal Bridges, man, I invested heavily in him in a league, and he's just not producing those same numbers as he did last year in that little run at the end of the year after Durant and everybody was gone. And yeah. The place was, he was like the last guy there in Brooklyn. He's just not doing the same stuff this year. On the positive side, and then I'm sure you'll have thoughts about some guys too, Craig, but Scotty Barnes, okay, we knew Scotty Barnes was good. He had a great rookie season. His last season maybe wasn't quite all that. Toronto has had a rough year. They're trading guys away. But this guy's turned into a dang fantasy star. And I didn't realize he had quite that level of performance in him, like a top few round type performance. I saw him more of as a mid-round in a 12 team, but he seems to be more than that. And Daniel Gafford, probably because he fell in the right opportunity this year and is just getting blocks and everything for days. He might be one of those flashes in the pan, but I didn't expect him to be. I think he's like in the top 50, according to some rating algorithms right now. And that's not where I would have had Dane Gafford at the beginning of the season. What do you think, Craig?
No, I agree with all of those. I had Mikal Bridges as a disappointment. I also had Jaylen Brown in there as well. Similarly, I just expected a bit more. And that isn't to say that I necessarily downvalue him for the rest of the season because he's too good a player with that. And it's the same with Mikal Bridges. But so far, they have been disappointments. I completely agree with you with Gafford. But I think Gafford's that prime example of that set type of center that we discuss numerous times on previous pods where they find
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Themselves in the right situation at the right time, put up big numbers, and then before you know it, they're either traded or they bring someone else in or draft over the top. So like the value his current fantasy value is higher than what his actual ability, like real life ability, is, if that makes sense. You just got to be a bit wary, I think, in Dynasty when you're trading for that, because we've seen it before with Christian Wood and Rashawn Holmes, just to name a couple, where you see them put up big seasons in the right spot and then suddenly, I wouldn't necessarily say worthless, but close to.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
other guys I had, but as surprises, he's going to come up a lot in this pod because we had a few questions with him. But Jalen Johnson has taken a big step forward this year post the John Collins trade. Derek White, obviously, he's been putting up second, third round value depending on the size of your league. And Isaiah Hartenstein's had, since Mitchell Robinson's gone down, has been performing very well. So that would be my guys. And another guy who probably was on no one's radar at the start of the season, but since he coming in, taking his opportunity, and now with injuries has really cemented his place, is Vince Williams Jr., who might not be on everyone's radar, but if you look at his last four or five games, he's played, I think, over 35 minutes in three of them, 32 minutes in another, and I think 29 in the other. And with Marcus Smart down, Desmond Bane out, Ja Morant out, and just his versatility and his importance to this squad in terms of energy and his defensive capabilities, he should be able to stick around enough, maybe not as a top 100 guy, but enough to stick around to have even like streamer redraft value.
Absolutely. Talk about guys you could have gotten off the wire. And Memphis is just so injured. Yeah, Vince Williams is the one filling in the gap. We knew somebody was going to show up there, and it was Vince.
Yeah, someone has to, don't they, at all time. Interesting one with Scotty Barnes there, though. And it's and you can also argue with Scotty Barnes that this is his team now. He's been given the keys to the team, and they're now fundamentally trying to bring in pieces that are the supporting cast for him. And I think for the most part, they've done really well in getting what they have in terms of the trade for Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby, especially if they can move Bruce Brown for a future first, although it might end up being 2 seconds. But yeah, quite a lot they've done. And I think the other one as well that we can't really ignore is, again, it's right at the high end, is we knew he was really good, but did we expect Tyrese Halliburton to be this good? I know he's injured at the moment, but when he's playing, he's as good a contender as any to have the best stats of the night, right up there with the likes of Jokic and Embiid.
Yeah, he is off the charts. He is. I'm not saying that Scotty Barnes is going to hit that level, but in terms of fooling my expectations and jumping a tier or two tiers above what I thought he was ever going to be a part of, Tyrese is the ultimate. Yeah, he's right there at the top right now.
Yeah, and Tyrese has turned this Pacers team into a decent competitive team. And you can argue similarly with Scotty Barnes, although it's been a bit up and down because it has been a bit of stat sharing with other guys like in the past with that Toronto team. But again, he's played in a decent team. It hasn't just been bottom feeding stat padding. So yeah, I think the future's bright for both those guys. But so moving on, second question from my friend and your friend, Dave Mummert, the stalker, Baltimore's very own. What 2024 NBA draft prospects are you really looking forward to seeing where they end up? Now, we've had discussions on this before. We know that this isn't necessarily got that high pedigree star power at the top name value-wise, but we know history tells us there's always guys that emerge from every single draft. It's just not necessarily going to be as easy to identify at the top end in this one. So which guys in, but I know that you're not an NBA scout, Jesse, and I know this is quite a challenging question in terms of your eyes, but I know you do a lot of reading. I know you do a lot of aggregating and speak to a lot of people. So which guys have really piqued your interest in terms of the upcoming draft?
Yeah, this is really difficult for me because, again, this is not my forte. I was told that there would be no math. I think that if you asked the average person on the street who are the big players coming into the NBA draft, they would probably say Bronny James, who probably is not one of the best, 45 prospects or something like that. Maybe he'll get drafted. Maybe he'll get drafted based on his name. Who knows? But I'm curious about the G League guys, Holland and Bouzelis, and I think Almanza is the other one coming out. They'll be interesting to see how they fit in because G League Unite has just been god-awful this year. And is that indicative of these guys not having the talent? Is it just a different way that they're constructing G League Ignite this year? Just seeing how those guys fit in, because we've seen Jonathan Kuminga is starting to fit in. Jalen Green is still finding his feet, but he's obviously flashed huge potential. And then Donovan Clinkin is a big time guy from last year's national champs, right? UConn Huskies. And
is having himself a very good year. So I'll be interested to see where he fits in. But Craig, we're above my pay grade at this point, actually talking about system fits and stuff like this. I'm still getting to know this player pool a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. And I think what you're saying is that you're intrigued by the level of success that the G League has had. I really had my doubts several years ago when this sort of opened up as a potential legitimate pathway into the NBA for prospects. And it's probably turned out better than what I thought. And it isn't just those guys. Jaden Hardy's looked good at Dallas as well. Again, not a guy that's going to jump off the page in terms of fantasy or anything, but in terms of an NBA player and where they got him. And I know he had a lot of pedigree beforehand. He does look good in the right system. But yeah, what I'm hearing from you is that you're intrigued by a continuation of that route. But let me tease you with a couple of guys that I think you'll be in on then, Jesse. So the first one.
Yes, please. Yeah.
So high end here is a guy, Nikola Topic, who played for my boys, KK Mega, and has just gone to Red Star Belgrade. So again, it's same league in terms of domestic, but Red Star are also a Euro league. So it's the opportunity for him to really showcase his stuff in terms of at the very highest level to NBA scouts. And if that succeeds, then you're looking at a potential top five pick here. If it doesn't, it could fall fast. This is a guy who should, in theory, on paper, translate well to the NBA. 6'6" guy, multiple wing positions he can play, plays very well with the ball in his hand, has played a lot of point guard as well. In terms of FIBA youth tournaments, former MVP of the under-18s FIBA youth Europe, which is always a very good sign. So I think that's going to be a guy that you're going to end up liking a lot by the time you end up getting around to really studying these prospects quite hard. You've got the French guys at the top, which we'll discuss a bit later in another question. My boy, who I think you're going to fall in love with, Yves Missi at Baylor, who you wouldn't have found very high on any draft board at the start of the season. And he's at Baylor, so obviously I get to see him a lot and have potentially a bit of bias here. But this guy is raw talent extraordinaire. Similar pathway to Embiid in terms of he's from Cameroon, didn't play basketball till really late. But the amount of raw talent this guy has got, the ceiling is through the roof. It's now going to be about whether he can harness that, get in the right situation, continue to develop. Now, I think he's in a great spot at Baylor in terms of good people around him, good coaches, players as well. And obviously where he gets drafted will be with a lot of these bigs. It's very pivotal where they end up being drafted and how their development path goes. But like Embiid, 7-foot guy with a huge wingspan, immensely athletic, massive rim protector, but he's more than that. So if you haven't seen him, go have a look at some YouTube highlights of him at Baylor this season, because this guy is just uber talented. And he's flown up like boards this year, just on talent alone. We're not talking big numbers, but just on pure raw talent. But we'll get into that question a bit later because there's another draft-specific question later as well. But we'll move on to the next question. This is from Ryan Jacobs, who says he's got three questions, I think, here, actually. What do you make of Jalen Johnson and where does he fall in your dynasty rankings? So Jalen Johnson of the Atlanta Hawks really benefited from John Collins being traded, and probably a large part of the reason as to why, the salary aside, the Hawks were ready to move on from Collins. He was on the trade block for ages.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Anyway, but 22 years old, really flashed in the summer league when he first went, like in his rookie season, and has made steady progress to now playing 32 minutes a night. So what's your thoughts, Jesse?
Yeah, in with Jalen Johnson.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. If it weren't for what now looks like a blip of the first couple of months at Duke where things were not going according to plan. I mean, he came in as a big-time pedigree guy, and he fell in the draft, so he's a little bit more out of people's consciousness. But he's turned out to fulfill that opportunity and that talent in the NBA and has just blown the heck up this year. He's actually, again, a basketball monster. Ranked in the top 50 in the algorithm, his stats are putting him in the top 50 this year.
Yeah, he's 40th, young. I think, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He's in the top 50. He's getting the opportunity. He should be getting all he can eat because, if anything, Atlanta is going to sell more. There's all this talk about trading Deontay Murray. Heck, could Trae Young go someday? Who knows? You would think not. But nothing is impossible when Atlanta knows that they are out of it and needed to rebuild. Maybe Jalen Johnson's the focal point of a turnaround. Where does he fall in my dynasty ranks after all of this? That's really hard to say. I tend to be a little
bit
slower.
What's your gut telling you? Yeah, what's your gut telling you, Jesse? What's your gut telling you?
My gut tells me more like number 80 or something like that in dynasty.
Wow. Wow.
Is that too low for you?
It's 40 was right where the number that I had as a gut. And I had a conversation with someone who's in our dynasty leagues. I don't know if I really want to say his name because it might be a conflict of interest with there's a trade discussion going on or something. But I had a question about him today, and I got the impression that the question that I got, he didn't, I could be totally wrong. I'm just getting from a gut feeling. He wasn't quite aware of how much of a desired asset sort of Jalen Johnson was in fantasy at the moment in dynasty leagues. Now, I agree with everything you say. And the thing is, he's in such a stable situation that there's no threat to his playtime. The Hawks are in on him. He's going to be that 32-minute give or take every night for them. I do think with it being, with me having him around the 40 mark, is with the caveat that I think that this is a consistent, like moving forward season after season, a consistently high floor guy without really having what it takes to get to the next level. So I actually, in terms of fantasy value, compare him quite similarly to John Collins, where he was going to put up his stats, he was going to get his points, rebounds, occasional three, blah, blah, blah. Don't think the defense is going to quite get up there to really push him to the next level. The free throw percentage it's acceptable, not great, but he gets to the line a lot, which is a bit of a problem. I think he's something like a 62% free throw shooter, but he gets to the line eight or nine times a game, which is a bit of a problem. So I think he's going to be a bit like when John Collins peaked into that sort of third roundish, second, like back end, second, third round, fourth round range. I think that Jalen Johnson's just below that area now, and that's where the ceiling is to get to him. So I just don't think the game's there to take him, like in terms of fantasy, to the next level in terms of stat production. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's a couple things. One of them is his free throws are almost to 75% this year.
Oh, is it 75?
54.
Yeah, 74.7 is what he's at.
I had that wrong then. I had 62 in my head, so that bumps him up significantly. I know his three-point percentage is like astronomical this year, like 36 or 37% or something like that. Yeah. I'm not sure that's quite sustainable, like in terms of the long run, because that's high, especially for a guy who isn't the best of free throw shooters. We're not talking about a guy here who drains like 80%+ in terms of free throw percentage.
Yeah, and he was, to be fair, he was 62.8% last year, so that's probably where that number lodged in your mind. But the thing that it really is fascinating to me about Johnson is the steal numbers. Those juice up about 1. Your 5, algorithm.
1.2 or something?
1.3 right now, but he's on a 9-game streak of getting steals. He's got a 6-steal game back in there somewhere. He's had a 4-steal game earlier in January. He's just tearing it up. Yeah, four,
but this is
a 6, multiple 2 in the month of January.
But this is my point with him, is that I think the points potential, he's at 15.5 points a season this year. But I think that can go up. There's no reason why that can't average sort of 23, 24 a season or two down the line. I think the rebounds are pretty consistent to what they'll be. I just don't see. So whereas I think the points can go up, I've got to expect that 3-point percentage to come down. And I can't, I just don't see the 1.3 steals or the 0.8 blocks rising. Does that make sense? So whereas I see I think the ceiling's a bit higher than where it is now, but I don't think there's going to be this astronomical jump, like into sort of first high second round territory.
Sure. Yeah. And the points are always going to hold him back, even with the number of minutes he's playing, 15.5 points.
But that doesn't concern me, because I think the potential there is for more points. I can very easily see him averaging 23, 24 points down the line. That isn't my concern. My concern is, where in the other numbers is it going to be to raise his sort of fantasy value? Because he's already at a high field goal percentage. He's hitting 1.2 threes a game. And if he keeps going at that at 37%, great. But if that suddenly drops to 30%, that's going to take a bit of a hit on the field goal percentage. The rebounds, you know, 8.2, that seems about right where he's going to be. This does, to me, feel very John Collins-y. Do you not think?
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. And sometimes when the steals start to juice up a little bit, you think that the algorithm is reacting to that a little bit. But really, across the board, this guy's got good stats right now, almost a block a game. And he's out there getting high 30s into the 40s minutes per game now. They've really changed that as the season has gone along.
And I haven't done it, but it would also be interesting to see the difference between, say, his numbers from like end of October to start of December and then start of December to now, if that makes sense. So what the difference is between like the first 6 weeks and the next 6 weeks in the season, to see if there is any difference in terms of his minutes, his points production, because he does seem to be on a good run at the moment, if that makes sense, which to me suggests there is more confidence in his role within the team.
Yeah, for sure.
Next question, and this is right in your ballpark, Jesse, because I haven't got a clue. I even had to look up who this guy was. Is MHJ, that was how it came in, MHJ. Now, I had to research, that's Marvin Harrison Jr. Type of dynasty prospect you'd be willing to throw a Godfather offer at, or just a solid wide receiver class? So I don't know whether I know you have some guests, CK, you have your other draft guy as well. You've probably watched him. I don't watch college ball. I haven't even checked out his hair, to be honest, but I'm on board with a name like Marvin. If he's got good hair and a name like Marvin, I can get on board. But what's your take?
Yeah.
I mean, is this a Godfather offer type guy? Is this another Chase Justin Jefferson type guy? Or are we looking at a solid type receiver?
To give you a sense, and again, I'm not a scout. I'm more of an aggregator. I'm a guy who's out there scouting what everybody is saying here. He is a guy you would have to throw a Godfather offer at to get. This is as Bijan was to running backs that you needed to acquire last year. Harrison is to wide receivers as you try to acquire them this year, because he is, if you listen to the latest Dynasty Football of Bogman and Maurice Fitzpatrick on the Dynasty Pros, they're ranking him in their top, 3 wide receivers, not as rookies,
overall, he is there with Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson now from dynasty perspective. We've known that this guy's coming out.
That holds weight with me as well, actually, because I remember with Jamar Chase with Bogman, he had him very high in his overall wide receiver rankings, not just rookie rankings, but he was right up there in terms of where he ranked him against the top guys in the NFL at the time. So that if Bogman's saying that about MHJ, then that's holding weight with me, I've got to say.
Yeah, and this guy didn't just pop onto the scene from a hot year. I think if I could have drafted him in the Devy draft last year, Craig, in our three-sport Devy draft, we couldn't. You have to, as probably most of our listenership knows, the guy has to have been eligible to declare in the draft. But I will tell you right now, I would have taken Marvin Harrison Jr. in at least the middle of the first round if he would have been eligible last year. And I suspect if I had pick six last year, he might not have made it to pick six. He's special of a receiver.
I'm not sure I could have made that commitment without checking the hairstyle out first. But
you would have had time to research, Craig. It's all right.
And then Ryan's had his final question. He did have a couple more, but for time purposes and fairness, I whittled it down to three. He said, of the Cincinnati Reds babies, who are you targeting in dynasty drafts? So I didn't know whether he was referring to the whole franchise itself, whether it's major, because they have a young major league roster, whether it's the major league roster or their prospects. I've got some names here, but who you got, Jesse? Who are you targeting in your dynasty drafts?
That's an interesting question to me because, yes, the Reds are full of young talent right now. I will throw out the names that I think might fit as the classification of Reds babies. You got Matt McClain, you got Spencer Steer, Ellie De La Cruz, Noelvi Marte, Christian Encarnacion Strand, Cam Collier, Andrew Abbott, and Hunter Green. And obviously, if you are playing Dynasty, Ellie De La Cruz is a guy who was going to cost you the most right now. He is also a very dangerous prospect to take because the tools are off the charts. He is the kind of guy we always talk about we want to get in those rookie drafts because if it works, Ellie is not only one of the most fun people in baseball to watch, but he can get that power, speed.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
What else?
Athleticism, explosiveness. He's dang Usain Bolt out on the field is what he is. And I keep saying this, but I will never be able to erase from my memory the one Brewers game I went to last year. My daughter got me Father's Day tickets, second row behind home plate, and I was there for the Ellie 3 base steal in one at bat. He stole 3 bases in one at bat, and it was amazing. I mean, he stole third and home on the same run. It was just wild. And just to see this guy out there playing. So he is going to cost the most, I think, for the value, even though Matt McClain is probably the second one who would go. Spencer Steer, I think, should go third. I've been targeting him some in some dynasty drafts. I think he had a really solid, kind of quiet, unspectacular rookie year. But for the price, I feel like he is going to provide value for you. Hunter Green scares the heck out of me. Andrew Abbott, I think, is a little bit overrated. Cam Collier is a favorite of mine coming up. He didn't make a lot of noise last year, not as much as he did come in. And I think I took him as a high first round pick in our rookie draft last year. And he's one who didn't make a whole lot of noise, although really the performance numbers were decent last year. But you said you have some other guys, Craig. What do you think?
The guys that I'm targeting in terms of relative to just perceived value. So I've got Andrew Rabba, I like, I think, more than you. And it's as much about his confidence, his spirit, and he's a fighter, man. He goes out there and he wants it every pitch, and I really like that. I think a guy who's massively undervalued is in terms of his talent is Brandon Williamson. I think he's a really good pitcher. I know it's not an ideal situation in terms of young defense behind him, the ballpark and everything. This is a really talented guy that I think is going way too low and way undervalued. The bat I would be targeting in terms of value where they're going ADP wise is Matt McClain. I know he's probably second or third on the in terms of the cost for the bats of theirs, but I think that's worth it. And in turn, like worth where he's going in their minor league system. I'm with you with Cam Collier. I think he's a fantastic player with a massive ceiling. I'm not too concerned about anything he did last year. I'm a massive Sal Stewart fan, as I took him really high in 3 sport, possibly third round. And think I own him in every single league I'm in that has draft prospects, possibly one I missed out of him, but huge fan. I think his technical ability in terms of his sort of natural torque that he generates so much power naturally. I think that guy's got a chance to have a very big future. And I know that he built some noise last year. I still think it's possibly not enough. And if you want that older, interesting guy that might come up and surprise a bit, I think Blake Dunn's an interesting character. He was a big two-sport guy, athletic, speed, power, probably not the most technically gifted, but again, he's one of those guys that you like to bet on because he goes out there as though every at-bat could be his last. And I know he's not the youngest guy for the level and all of that, but at the same time, you can only perform to the level that you put at. So yeah, there's some names. And I think Chase Petty's an interesting guy this year. I think that's a guy that could went there for trade, drafted by the Minnesota Twins really highly. But I think that's a guy that's maybe a little bit undervalued and could make some steep rises this year. But yeah, definitely an interesting franchise. So let's take a break there, Jesse, and I'll see you in 5. Back to part 2 of Dynasty Sports Life. This is your life, Jesse Sevier.
I was told there would be underwear questions, and there were no underwear questions this time, Craig.
Barry Baker must be busy. To be fair, I think he works for the National Health Service, who are taking an absolute battering of being overworked at the moment and underpaid. Oh. So maybe he's just really busy at the moment, I would presume. But next question that did come in from Sean Groff says, outside of Cruz, Skeens, Yamamoto and Langford, which pitching and hitting prospect for you has the highest ceiling and floor? And again, I think this comes back down to Jesse's disclaimer of he isn't a scout. He is a much more of an aggregator. In terms of the eyes that you have put on, the stuff you've read, the stuff your guests have been saying, which Is there a hitter and is there a pitcher in mind that you're looking at in terms of ceiling and floor?
So who was it who asked this question again, Craig?
So this is a guy called Sean Groff. So this is a guy that plays in several leagues as well. Really nice guy.
Okay. All right. I won't insult Sean then.
I wouldn't feel uncomfortable insulting Sean.
I figured this was somebody who was trying to figure out how to snipe my picks in the upcoming three sports.
No, that's what I assumed. You know for a fact that whoever you say is not going to influence whatsoever who I pick anyway, because we seem to have very different draft boards this day and age to the point where we pretty much both get all our guys despite having a lot of picks. But yeah. So in terms of your draft boards, like if you, I don't think you've even got, you certainly haven't in three sports, certainly got a premium pick in there, I don't think. So you did own a sort of premium top 10 pick outside of those names, so Cruz, Skeens, Yamamoto and Langford, who would be your sort of your top target hitter and pitcher then, I suppose?
There are different directions I could go depending on the way the league goes. So I'm not going to say who I think I would draft. I actually have a couple of leagues where I'm going to be drafting right around four or five. But if your question is who has the highest ceiling or who could, Max Clark of the Detroit Tigers is, of course, a high school pick. He's got a very nice pedigree. He's got very nice performance so far. There is a lot of buzz around him. Again, am I blindly going by rankings? I hope not. But there is a lot of sense that he would be one of the next couple of guys to take there. In terms of pitching, if you tell me that we're hitting the top outcome of a guy, why not take Noble Meyer? Rhett Lauder is probably a little bit safer of a pick.
Can I turn around and say to you why you don't take Noble Meyer?
He's a high school pitcher.
You're jumping in, Jesse. You know what they say. You know what they say about presumption. No, I'm not for one minute doubting Noble Meyer's talent at all. I think he's a very talented pitcher. The point I was trying to make, and I had a discussion with Nate in DM the other week, and he asked this exact question, which was very right. Now, I haven't looked at like prospect rankings and stuff in terms of fantasy and stuff like that, so I hadn't necessarily presumed there was this big gap. But my argument would be, why pay for Noble Meyer when you can get Thomas White so much later? That would be my argument, because for me, in terms of talent, in terms of ceiling, in terms of floor, I think they're very similar. Obviously, the most noticeable difference is one's a lefty, one's a righty. And my argument would be, and this is where I tend to feel that I get success in the draft, is identifying that much cheaper alternative that of the same level, if that makes sense. So that would be my pushback. But then that isn't necessarily the question here, is it? The question is, who is the prospect with the highest ceiling and floor for you? You're saying the highest ceiling for you is, why not Noble Meyer? Absolutely justifiable. My pushback would be I would rather wait around two, even three probably in some leagues, and take White, who probably will come at much more of a discount, primarily because he got drafted later and there probably just isn't the same level of buzz on him. But in terms of talent, I think they're ultimately talent-wise, for me, in terms of their sort of range of outcomes, are very similar.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think Nate actually said something to that effect on his show recently on the B-side, talking about Tommy White. Yeah.
All right. Well, we had a discussion, like, he messaged me and he was absolutely right in his like evaluation about it. And he was saying, because Nate likes to get my thoughts on quite a lot of the high school guys, because I do watch a lot of the Perfect Game stuff, but he was absolutely justified. So I was just trying to play a bit of devil's advocate and push back there. So let's move on to the next one, which is even more challenging. So I'll read out the actual question, then what it should be is, which international prospect do you think can make the highest leap outside of DeVry? Now, what it should say is, when you've got your dartboard out and you've put your names on the dartboard, which one are you throwing your dart at, Jesse?
Man, I really have come to the conclusion this year. I've got a list. I think DeVries is the top target this year. Beyond that, man, I truly am looking at a dartboard, and there's a number of guys that I could throw it at. There's plenty of different names that I could just say, but I don't even know those day to day.
Yeah, this is a difficult one as well, because you don't want to give too much away either, because we've got a big draft coming up in a couple of weeks and we've both got a lot of picks in it. And so I'm going to throw out one guy, and that's Stephen Martinez of the Orioles. You're not going to necessarily see him towards the top of what you'd like consider international rankings or their signing bonuses. But he ticks a lot of boxes for me. Raw power, great frame, good size, 6'3" guy, extremely athletic, very power swing wise. It's going to be question marks in terms of, can adjustments be made in terms of improving that balance to not completely sell out for power for a bit more technique, but still guy. But he ticks a lot of boxes for me, and he might be a guy that I would probably, again, I haven't seen other people's rankings or anything like that, but he's a guy that ticks a lot of boxes for me that's probably not very high on a lot of people's draft boards.
Fair enough.
So another question which is going to put you right out of your comfort zone, which we've alluded a little bit to, but who is the NBA number one draft prospect in the 2024 draft?
Oh, good Lord. I've heard different people as potentially being drafted. There's Isaiah Collier. There's various guys there.
Yeah, I think you can make an argument for six, seven guys, and there's still so much time for it to change as well. And it will change, and it will change quite drastically as well. But so sorry, you say Collier. Who else is on your radar
Truly, I have not dug in to that extent at this point. This might be a year you really want to watch through the tournament, watch Topic and some of those guys as they get evaluated more and more. And the landing spots are going to be critical this year, because there's not necessarily undeniable talents falling into the NBA.
I think landing spots are always critical, but the guys you're pretty much looking at the top there now. But again, this is going to change quite drastically. This isn't a draft where you've got everyone jizzing over a Zion Williamson or a Victor Wembanyama. But the guys you're looking at, you've got Cody Williams out of Colorado. He's brother of Jalen Williams in the City Thunder. You've got Zach Risica, the French guy, who's interesting. I just don't necessarily see like a ton of
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Upside, you've got Alexander Saar racing up draft boards at the moment, who's playing in Australia at the moment for Perth, who's a big center. Hope Walter at Baylor, who is like your shooting guard, small forward swing man, who's very sort of Bradley Beal-esque, probably more athletic than Bradley Beal. He's an interesting guy. And but like you said, Jesse, there's so many guys that like
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey.
In this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Me, me, me.
But like I said, there's some leagues where it's almost like they've turned into a dinosaur as soon as they've hit 29 or 30. So it's all well and good saying you should trade those older guys for younger guys and picks. It's not always as easy as that. It really isn't, because some people just so overvalue picks or prospects or young players that the market just doesn't allow you to be able to do it with any real success.
Yeah, totally. All right,
so,
Craig.
That's it, I think, in terms of the questions. Did you have anything you wanted to add before we get the show off the road?
I am utterly exhausted. I think I've used up all of my knowledge, and I need to bring back smart guests like you, Craig, to make this work again next week.
Less of this. I'm enthusiastic. We won't necessarily go as far as smart.
Oh, shoot.
Thank you. Thank you for listening, guys. Jesse, it's always a pleasure, and it's never a chore. And thank you for taking yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit. And I'm going to go work on my hosting skills now and watch some David Letterman.
Yep, that was Craig. That was a good time. I hope everybody enjoyed that. Craig and I were going to give a 15-minute segment on our position on the recent scandals at NFBC. But you know what? No, neither one of us neither one of us feel like it. Oh boy, what a bummer. You don't need to hear that again from me. You know what you need to hear from me? You need to hear that you should follow this show, Dynasty Sports Life, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow it, rate, review it with good things, not bad things to say. And give me an email if you want. Follow me on XDYN Sports Life is the place to do it. I appreciate every single one of you who's listening. Until next time, good luck in all your Dynasty Fantasy leagues.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.